All right, it's 4:30 on Wednesday, December 4th, and we will now open the Finance Committee meeting. At this point, obviously I am here, and Ashley Porter is stuck in traffic and should be here momentarily. So we will do roll call after she arrives, and then we will talk about the minutes to be voted on. And so, is there any public comment?
There are no hands raised.
Thank you, and there's no one here. So let's go ahead and start on our bi-monthly financial report. Margaret, very happy to see you here.
So I'll go through each of the individual funds and then some additional slides. I will also share out the 2025 finance activities that is for the fiscal year, things that we have planned and moving forward currently and into the future. So let's turn to the next slide, which provides a high level overview of each of our most significant funds. First of all, Fund 20 is our water fund. There you can see that, again, this is through October 31st. We have $1.8 million in revenues, and we have expenses of $2 million, showing a net loss so far for the first 4 months of $179,000. We'll go into more details of each of these on the following slides. And you'll notice that on this particular slide, just like the water fund, the wastewater, the Zone 8 and Zone 9, we also show negatives there, and that's because we have not received our funds yet from the county, and we are anticipating receiving that here in the month of December. And so once we see those numbers, the picture will look very different than they do currently here through October.
That was one of my questions. There you go.
Awesome.
Okay, thank you.
So again, wastewater, you show $320,000. Most of that, again, you'll see on the slides there, but that is primarily just our water activity, wastewater activity. We still have not received the county funds, but we are experiencing, of course, expenses during that period of time. Likewise, on Fund 40, which is our Zone 8, includes also the community center. You can see the same there. And then Fund 41, Zone 9, Ravenswood area, that also is the same situation. Turning to the next slide, you have more detailed information relating to water, and this is for our revenues. So the fixed charge, this is what I was referring to. So if you were just to prorate the budget, you should expect to see for the first 4 months about $586,000. We are showing it based off of actual receipts for the fixed charge. But we do not receive that for the first payment around December. Usually we receive about 50% of our funding in that first portion. April we receive an additional 45%, and then the remaining 5% follows up in June.
And this continues to be the money from the county?
Correct.
Thank you.
So we refer to that as the fixed charge here, both on the water and the wastewater, and then you'll see it as property tax under Zone 8. And then for Zone 9, we show it as assessment. But all of them are coming from the county. Now, if you look to the other revenues there, you can see that we're fairly aligned to each of them. So our meter installations, right close to budget. Interest income, this is our money that we have invested both in California class as well as the money market. So you can see we're pretty much aligned there. So $146,000 of interest earnings, so making money on our money, which is good. Our water charges, what you see there is about $1.4 million. The budget you see there is not actually a straight proration. What I did do some analysis on it, it shows that about 45% of our revenues actually happen in the first 4 months. So 45% of our revenues for the entire year happens in the first 4 months. And so I did adjust the budget to reflect that. So you can see we're still ahead for the first 4 months compared to that prorated budget. Meter charge, again, see close to budget, and then other. The monies that we see there, again, reflect funds that we do receive, and this happens to be for our capacity and connection fees. We continue to receive funding from them. We did not budget for that because it's not a guarantee at any given time we will have those funds there. And when we do receive those capacity and connection fees, those fees are put aside so that we can use them for future capital projects. So overall, you can see that we're at 1.8 of actual to 2.2. And again, the only reason why we're down below budget is because that we're not reflecting any dollars on our fixed charge. Moving to the next slide, which is our expenses. Here you have here your salary and benefits compared to actual, compared to budget. You'll see this not only here on water, but wastewater, zone 8 as well as zone 9. Each of them we show our actual is less than budget. Did a little bit of analysis on that as well. It shows that basically we've had some unfilled positions, and those unfilled positions are resulting, if you will, in that also positive variance to our budget. Going forward, I know there is plans to, and has already been plans to fill some of those positions, and so, but we will continue to monitor those items that you see there. On our consulting dollars, again, this is a variety of consultants that support us through for our various items from your engineering support to even your financial. It also includes, I believe, our auditor costs as well as included there. And so all of those items sum up to $175,000. We've only spent $69,000 so far for the first 4 months. Contract operations that you can see is fairly close to our budget that reflects both the monthly retainer fee plus their out-of-pocket costs that they do, that they purchase on our behalf to support the operations. You can see, again, we're pretty closely aligned there. On our utilities, you can see that we're slightly higher there. And again, I did adjust the budget to reflect, again, that 45% happening in that first 4 months. But you can see that our expenses are a little bit higher still in that area there. Again, likely to be more around the, not so much the usage, but more around the unit cost. And so we're continuing to evaluate that number there so we can appropriately plan for that in the future. Chemicals, you see a little number there. This is an area where you're going to continue to see a variance there. We are working with Veolia to actually purchase those chemicals on our behalf. And so those numbers are actually going to show up through that contract operation lines, not the, separately as a chemical line item. And this is just from an efficiency standpoint of making sure that the chemicals is there when we need it. Facility maintenance, we've had a lot of repairs in this first 4 months. And we're doing additional research in that area there, but there has been a lot of leaks that we've been having to take care of, and so you can see it's much higher than anticipated, and so we will continue to see that there. But again, we have an aging infrastructure, and we'll need to continue to support the cost of our water system.
Have the leaks been in any certain areas or just all over?
Oh. Yeah, a little bit of research there. There's been a little bit around in the golf course area, mm-hmm. But there's also, like, as Gina said, they're throughout the spaces there. But again, this is one in which we will continue to kind of try to see where the overlay is and see, you know, what that means, because it certainly will mean something from a future capital projects to understand where it is. But that is an area that we will need to monitor, because the system's going to break when it's going to break, and so we need to make sure we're there to support it. And we do contract that out and use a vendor to help us support those costs, if you will. Our administrative costs include a variety of things, from office supplies to insurance, various other things you see there. Again, fairly close to the budget, if you will. Debt service, I did not show both the budget or the actual. This is another one in which, you know, it just would sway the numbers a lot, but we have our bond payment that's due on December 1st, so that payment at this point has now been made, but as of October had not been made. But we made both mm-hmm. principal and interest there. All told, between water and wastewater, we had $1.6 million go out to support our three bond issuances. And then permits, again, we have a budget for permits, and those happen throughout the year as necessary, and you can see the number there. So overall, slightly over our budget of 2 million versus the 1.8, but again, you know, the biggest areas for us to be focused in on is utilities and our facility maintenance. Alright, turning our attention now to wastewater. Again, same story here, fixed charge, showed you what the budget could look like, but again, fixed charge to date, as of October, we had not received any funding. We do anticipate between water and wastewater receiving about 4 million or so in the next couple weeks, so that will help sort of restore some funds that have been expended this first few months, if you will. Sewer charge, we are higher there, you can see then compared to budget, and so, I mean, it's a positive there, but we would like to understand and are working through understanding the why we're sort of double what our budget is, but again, but again, it's a positive, and so that's a nice thing to see. Interest income, fairly close to what we budgeted, and then capacity fees and other. Again, we receive some connection and capacity fees here on the wastewater side. So all told, again, our revenues look a little low, only because we don't show our fixed charge, but once that number comes in, we will start to see it on the positive side of things. Moving to the next slide is our wastewater expenditures. On our wastewater expenditures, again, same comment that I made on the salary and benefits. Again, we are lower there only because we've had some unfilled positions, and the timing of those positions came, you know, slightly late, later than the July 1, if you will, start date, but you know, some of them are filled. On the consulting side, we see it a little closer to budget there. Again, we are looking at those costs there to ensure that we are, you know, staying within the overall budget, because we have, you know, certain contracts that are in place there. On our contract operations, you can see it a little bit below budget. Again, I think we had a higher anticipated costs that, you know, are the quote out-of-pocket costs for our contract operator that have not materialized as yet. Maybe they won't, but with that said, we do have a budget to allow for those things if necessary. Here as well, you'll see your utilities are above your budget. Again, we did the same kind of proration that we did on the other on like the water side. And then facility maintenance, not a lot to do with that there, although that facility maintenance usually happens through the contract operations itself. Administrative costs, again, close to budget. We're doing well there. Debt service, we'll show that here coming up in December. And then permanent agency is fairly closely aligned to what we showed there. So overall,
I'm so sorry.
Oh, you're just fine, my dear. Overall, you can see we have a budget of 1.7 and we have actuals of 1.5.
Okay, let's pause for a moment and Director Porter has arrived. Do you want to do roll call now?
Roll call can take it, let the record show all members are present, with Ashley Porter joining at 4:43.
Again, I apologize. Hey. Traffic was not my friend today.
Traffic happens. Okay, we are on page D1 of the, oh no. We are on fiscal year financial results, zone 8. Okay, you there?
I'm there.
Excellent. All right, so yes, turn to the next slide. We have our zone 8 revenues. So here, we are expecting our first payment, if you will, for fiscal year 24-25. We did actually receive a small amount, sort of a supplemental amount, I believe, from the previous year that we did receive in October of 24,000, but we have not received, if you will, the majority of the property tax that is expected, again, in December, usually around the third week of the month. Community center, again, we did well in that first quarter comparatively. You can see about 33,000 versus the 26. The county reimbursement, they do reimburse us for a portion of the cost that we use for our trucks to support, you know, the landscaping efforts that we do for our county zones. And so they pay a portion of that, and you can see it's aligning well with their budget. Rentals, this is an area here that it looks a little low. One of the costs that's in there is actually the fee that the water and wastewater paid to Zone 8 for the use of this building for the board meetings. And so that doesn't come until later in the year, so it'll look a little low until that bill comes through. And then the community center fee, so similar to the water and wastewater side where we have our capacity connection fee, at the same time they also pay a park enhancement fee as well as the community center fee. So that's all shown up here. And again, those dollars are not budgeted for because, again, we don't know and anticipate that when they will be received. But when we do receive them, we do sort of identify them and use them towards future capital projects. And so we've got some $30,000 at this point that we can use towards projects here within Zone 8. Interest very closely aligned to where we anticipated it. And other, it's just some minor dollars that came in. Overall, again, the only reason we're down below our budget is because those county property tax funds have not been received yet. Will look very different the next report that I get to you. On the next slide is our community center expenses. For our salary and benefits, what I had shared on water and wastewater, actually, Dr. Porter, is the we've had some deferral, positions that have not been filled as of yet, or that the timing has happened not on July 1, but more like August, September, and as a result of that, that has resulted in, I'll say, a favorable outcome. But again, we will continue to monitor those costs. But we should see, because we had not filled them on day one, we will still see some savings on those dollars there. the administrative costs, you can see, is close to budget. Facility maintenance, close to budget. Utilities, I think it's pretty close to budget as well. Again, utilities have been, electricity is a little bit higher than what we anticipated, and so we'll monitor that cost and appropriately address for next year's budget. And then program costs are just our fees to our instructors. And again, as we earn revenue, they get a portion of what we earn. So,
can I ask you a quick question? On the utilities portion of it, are we anticipating when we get our solar in that will change a little bit? Or when we're doing our budgeting, are we thinking about that, or are we going to leave it as we don't have the solar?
So that's a great question. I will need to talk to Yolia, who's been doing that research there, to find out, as I understand it, when that project starts and ends. It's probably not going to be in this fiscal year or the next fiscal year, but it's the following fiscal year. So
okay.
You probably won't see the results of that. And the savings that you see there, kind of what will actually help to offset the loan that we're getting from the state to make sure to make that loan happen. So. Then on top of that, any more that we have, then will help to pay, if you will, or create that additional savings.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you.
All right, so next slide, which is the cost for our landscape. So here, again, you see salary is below our budget. Administrative costs are really close, but you see that our facility maintenance is a little bit higher. So this was a decision that was made because we knew that we had a deferral in our landscape department. That we decided to approach the board to say, hey, we would like to use some of our labor savings and use it to bring in the conservation corps to do some work during the summer months. And so on the whole, if you will, it's sort of an offset between the two, if you will. But the idea is that at the end of the year, that we should be within this overall budget. It's just that line items look like one's over and one's under. So, but again, on the overall, we look like we're doing okay. But we've been doing a lot of projects on our landscape side, really catching up on some deferred maintenance.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, you're seeing some of those costs reflected here, but these are planned to make sure that we are, you know, taking back, if you will, our landscape and making sure that we are addressing that as appropriately as we can. So, and again, here you see your utilities here. And again, we will continue to monitor this here. But this includes, just so you know, it includes water, electricity, and waste. So I know Monica, our Parks and Recs manager, just recently brought something to the board that they're going to do a pilot study as it relates to the water usage and the metering and all that, being able to turn it off. You know, and so that should help reduce our water usage, if you will, on our community and our park center side. So we'll you know, continue to monitor that. I would say it's small increments, if you will, but I think more
anything,
you know,
helps.
anything helps, and I think it's really positive that we're not being wasteful with our
dollars.
All right, let's move to Zone 9, which is our rate split area. Again, no assessment income at this point. We'll get that in a couple weeks. And so once you see that there, it'll look like a very different story. Interest income and our county reimbursement are going to come in slightly above or slightly below budget. So. And then we go to our expenses. Very similar stories throughout here, if you will. Nothing really too notable other than, you know, we are having some savings because of just monitoring our costs and spending it more appropriately. But with that, we'll see a very different story coming through when we get to the December report coming up in a couple months. And then to our next slide. So here I just wanted to outline some of the capital costs that we have to date. So these are our open projects right now. We are have the administrative building. We have some initial costs outlay for design work. On our water capital projects, we have the filter project, but this is probably the more significant one, if you will, that has been done, largely complete as of October. And then well 8, this is a project that is the combine of both district funds and our bond construction proceeds that we received. So you can see to date we have about 1.4 million spent there. Our marina underwater crossing, I understand, is in progress and should be nearly complete and will be complete this fiscal year. And our cathodic protection right now is mostly consultant engineering type work, if you will. We'll continue to monitor that cost. And then right now, the only thing project we've got going on after the completion last year of the DNIC project is updating our O&M manual to reflect all the changes that people have happened as a result of our recent updates at the county sweat facility. Next slide shows our debt portfolio. It right now shows you as it was, if you will, and next month you'll see it change because this is as of October 1st or October 31st. We have a bond payment on December 1st, which again was made, and so it will lower our current debt outstanding, and so we will see a different number there going forward. And so again, we're continuing to monitor that there. So. And then finally, my last slide here is just talking about some of the upcoming activities that we have planned for the finance group. So we have some state reporting that we're required to do for the state. One is our financial transaction report. We also have a debt report that's due both by the end of January. So those are currently under development, and we will make our deadlines with no problem. The classification and compensation is something that we're looking at behind the scenes, and then as the board is ready to make a decision on that, we hope to be able to move forward and have that continue on, and it will be a district-wide effort, if you will, to update that, something that has been 10 years, if you will, overdue, if you will. Usually you do it every 10 years, and it's been a while since we've done it. The rate study, we are in the process of gathering all the capital data with our water and our wastewater team so that we have all the information necessary to bring that information. You'll see a lot more coming to you in the new year. So this is where we will provide some preliminary numbers, most likely in February, with the board looking at the final recommendation report in April, so that we can have it all, the Prop 218 process follow through and for consideration of new rates here in June of 2025, so that they'd be ready for July 1, 2025. And then the board did approve for a financial software implementation last month at the board, so we will be doing that, and that will take us a good majority of 2025 calendar year, but again, a very busy year ahead of us, but very excited to
do more. Making progress. That's so wonderful.
Yeah, it looks great.
Yeah, that's so wonderful.
That's all I have for our bi-monthly report, but happy to answer any additional questions.
Is anyone on the phone? Is anyone on the line?
There's not.
There's not. Do you have any questions?
I don't. I mean, every time you do this, it's very straightforward and easy to understand, and I appreciate that
Yeah, absolutely. And you answered all my questions when you were going through your presentation. So that made it easy. Yeah. That made it easy.
I just hit all your questions then.
Yes. Okay. Well, with that, let's go back to the meeting minutes.
I make a motion to approve the meeting minutes from June 5th and August 7th.
And I second.
Sorry.
Any future agenda items? Anything to discuss? And at 4:55, we will end the finance meeting. Thank you.
Wonderful.